always going to be open to talk. And if we press them at a time when they are not ready to have those conversations, it's not going to go well, and often it will escalate into conflict. So when your teen comes home from school and you say, "Hi, honey, how are you?" and they say, "Fine," you can want two things, and I've said this in many of my videos. You want to acknowledge and validate. You can't acknowledge and validate too much.
Welcome to the Empowered Parent Podcast with Renee. Being a teenager is hard. Being a parent of a teenager can be even harder. Each episode, we deliver tips, tools, tricks, and stories to help you feel empowered, confident, and energized as the parent of a teenager. Teenagers want to be happy. Sometimes they just need a little help along the way. Now, here's your host, Renee Sinning. Renee is a certified life, leadership, and success coach for teenagers and their parents. She's also a mom of three young adults and an experienced high school educator of 18 years. Renee is well-versed in everything teen. Now, without any further ado, here's Renee.
Hey, parents, it's Renee Sinning, teen life coach and parent partner, back for another episode of the Empowered Parent Podcast. This episode is related to the last one. So this is episode 204, and it's based on the book called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, and it's a practical guide to personal freedom. And the reason I'm doing a podcast on it is because it's very relevant to everybody, both parents and teachers. And this is actually one of the tools that I use with my teenagers when we're trying to build their self-esteem and boost their self-confidence and help them kind of improve their belief in themselves, which a lot of teens really struggle with. And so in the last episode, I talked about agreement one, which is be impeccable with your word, really be impeccable with your thoughts. And that means kind of hold your word and your thoughts about yourself and about others to a higher standard. This episode is about another one of the agreements, and I might have these out of order, but another one of the agreements is don't make assumptions. And so this is something I see with my teenagers all the time, and it's usually related to friends, sometimes to teachers, but that's the biggest place that kids are making assumptions. So I have teens tell me all the time, "I don't think they like me," but it's an assumption. Or, "I think if I do this, they're going to be mad at me. Or if I don't do this, they're going to be mad at me." So teenagers make assumptions all the time. And sometimes those assumptions, number one, they can keep them from doing something, like, "I'm never going to make the team," or, "Because I did bad in math last year, I'm definitely going to do bad in math this year." Those are assumptions. They're not based in fact. And so when we make assumptions, especially, about ourselves or others, we're making stuff up. If it's not based in fact, and we're just assuming that so-and-so doesn't like me, or assuming that I have to do this, or they're not going to like me, or assuming what somebody means. If, say, two friends go to the movies and they don't invite you, many teens have a tendency to think, "Well, they must not like me anymore. They must be mad at me," when it could be the furthest from the truth. It could have been just a spontaneous get together. And so assumptions have a tendency to weigh us down. They can be heavy. They have a tendency to get us in trouble. And as parents, we often make assumptions too. Teenagers spend a lot of time in their room. And so a lot of parents will take that personally and be, "Oh, they don't want to be with me." Or they'll assume that they have an attitude for whatever reason and they can just shut it off, but they don't know what had maybe happened during that day. Maybe their attitude is a protective mechanism because somebody said something about them that made them feel bad about themselves. Maybe they got a bad grade on a test and now they're worried about how they're going to pass the class or get the grade they want or get into the college they want. And then they come home with an attitude and we just assume that they're just, being disrespectful when we don't really know. So when we assume things, it can be heavy. We can be way off base. It can cause a barrier in your relationship. It can cause kids not to try out for things or to put themselves out there because they're assuming they won't make it or they're not good enough. And so agreement number two is don't make assumption is extremely important. When we take assumptions out of our life, then that we're then dealing more with facts. So not everybody sees life the way that we do, right? And so when we make assumptions about other people, we could be so far off base and it could end relationships. You could lose out on relationships. So with teenagers, I teach them this all the time. Like, it comes up often because they'll say things like I just have a teen I was working with this week, and there was like some drama that happened, and the one person said something about somebody else, and they assumed that, actually they didn't say it. Someone told someone that they said something that they didn't. And so person A was mad at person B because person C told person A that person B said something, and which they never did. And so it just gets into this whole big kind of vicious cycle and mess. And so how do you get around that? How do you get around it? Well, number one, you kind of learn about it. You want to get that self-awareness so you can kind of catch yourself in the act and say, then you question yourself, is that really true? So if someone says, well, I'll just use teens, for example, but I'm going to fail my math test because I already have a low grade. So why should I even try? I'm just going to fail. Is that a fact that you're going to fail? Have you already taken the test? No, I haven't already taken the test. So it's not based in fact. Is there anything that you could do to boost your chances of passing? And then they say, yes. What could you do? I could ask questions. I could get tutoring. I could talk to my teacher. Like, there's so many ways around assumptions. One of them is just kind of breaking it down. The other one is ask questions, right? Instead of assuming so-and-so is mad at you, or instead of assuming that your teenager made an eye roll at you and they're being disrespectful, just say, hey, you can call them on it. Hey, I don't like that you rolled my eye. You rolled your eyes at me. Like, that's not acceptable, but is something going on that I can help you with, right? You kind of go below it, because a lot of times the stuff you see, the eye roll, the attitude, all that, again, that's the tip. I've talked about this before too, but that's the tip of the iceberg. It's the stuff that is underneath. That's what's going on. Is there fear there? Are they afraid of something? Are they feeling overwhelmed or stressed? Are they feeling hurt or sad or angry or depressed? Like, what is the reason? So there's always a reason why kids show up the way they do. And so from the parenting perspective, ask questions. But you always want to be careful also how you ask the questions, right? Because you don't want to put them on the defense. You want to make sure it's the right time to ask the question. You want to make sure there's no assumptions in the question. And so asking them, is there something going on, or how can I help you? Letting them, again, like I talked about in the last one, letting them know that you acknowledge them and you validate them. It's not like you to roll your eyes. And, you know, you've had a lot of attitude lately. So what's going on? What can I help you with? They might not open up to you, but at least you're not assuming. And then you can always dig a little deeper. Timing is everything with those relationships with your teenager. So make sure that it's a good time for them and a good time for you. Either one of you or both of you might need some time apart before you come back to the table and talk about it. But again, making assumptions, the best way to avoid that is to ask questions. Clear communication is key. You can avoid so many conflicts and so many misunderstandings and kind of close that communication gap by simply asking questions. And this is something we can teach our teenagers too. So yeah, that's agreement number two of this book. So again, agreement number one, last episode was about being impeccable with your thoughts. And that's your thoughts about yourself and your thoughts about other people. And agreement number two is don't make assumptions. Because when we make assumptions, we're kind of just making stuff up, because you don't ever really know why the other person said something, what they are feeling, what their reasoning is. And a lot of times our assumptions are off base because we make them based on emotion. And so that's it. That's it for another episode of the Empowered Parent Podcast. That was agreement 2 of 4. We have 2 more in this series, so they'll be out in a few days coming up. And I will see you next time. My name's Renee Sinning. I'm a teen life coach and parent partner. If your teen is struggling, if they're having a tough time, if you feel like you've tried everything and it hasn't worked, reach out. We could always hop on just a free consultation or game plan call and just see where you're at. I never share my coaching information unless you ask. So it's always a no pressure call. But anything rooted in low self-esteem, conflict, anger, all that kind of stuff, coaching is a really powerful modality for that. And yeah, so just know that it's out there. I will talk to you next time.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Empowered Parent Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. If you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Be sure to head over to reneesinning.com to pick up some parenting freebies. And remember, teenagers want to be happy. Sometimes they just need a little help along the way.